News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
We return now to the UK and Sir Keir Starmer's future as Prime Minister, a future that everybody seems to believe is going to be very short. Joining me now to discuss it is Stephen Pound, former Labour MP for Ealing North and former Shadow Minister for Northern Ireland for 10 years. Stephen, at this point, it would seem that all of the discussion is not about whether, it's about when. It is a matter of how long he will hang on.
You're absolutely right. You put a finger completely on it. And there's a live feed at the moment on our local television here of Downing Street. We're almost expecting a statement at any moment. However, there has actually been some movement in Downing Street. It's a cat who's actually walked down and sat on the steps of number 10. It's now tapping on the door of its paw, and it's been let in. That's probably the most action we're going to see for a while. But look, here's the interesting thing. Up until a couple of days ago, Keir Starmer was saying, "Here I stand, I can do no other, I'm going to fight, and I'm going to fight to win." Once you start getting your members of your own cabinet come to you and say, "Look, the game's up, the race is run, there is no way out now. And all we now need to do is to look at a dignified exit." Now, the two questions are, does he resign today? Andy Burnham then becomes sworn as an MP at 2:30 this afternoon. Will anybody stand against Keir? Will there immediately be, in effect, a coronation? Or what seems to be the more likely scenario now is that Keir Starmer says, "Look, I'm going to go in September at the Labour Party conference. I'm going to give the new team a couple of months to bed in, to actually get their people in place, to actually get their links with the civil service and the various departments, and actually, see where we are, on particularly in some of the ongoing global things, the G7, the various other talks that are going on." So the underlying thing, to be honest with you, is that in this country, we used to say that we don't burn through MPs like they, or prime ministers like they do in Italy, but we've had 7 now in 10 years. It makes Italy look like a beacon of stability, and it's quite extraordinary what the effect is. There was yet another question, of course, underlying all this, these strange febrile times. Everybody's thinking of different scenarios. Could Keir simply say, "I'm going to call a general election. I no longer have the confidence of my party," which is the tipping point for a prime minister. "Go to the king and say, 'Your Majesty, Your Highness, I'm sorry, I can't command the House. I'm going to have to call an election.'" Leave you me, Labour MPs do not want that because they're looking down the barrel of the gun. What they realise is that what Andy Burnham did in Majorfield, which was utterly exceptional, unfortunately, it's also unique, specific, geographically, demographically, very much to that area. Whether Andy can extend that King of the North, marvellous band he's got south, I don't know. But watch this space. We're all looking at the front of the front door of Downing Street. And since the cap's gone in, nothing's happened.
Now, from Keir Starmer's perspective, staying on until September, is there any personal advantage to him in doing that? Or is it purely an act of altruism if he was to undertake it?
I don't know. I think one thing everybody accepts is that Keir Starmer is a thoroughly decent and honourable man. And on a personal level, it's almost Shakespearean in its tragedy. Because don't forget, Keir's a man who succeeded at everything he's done in life. He was an international musician. When he was 9 or 10, he represented his country as a teenager. He's got a brilliant law degree. He's a pretty good footballer. he's done some exceptional cases, particularly the McLibel case, which he did as a pro bono. Everything in his life he succeeded at. But now he's hit a brick wall. So what does he do? Does he really want to be seen kicking and screaming, dragging, with his fingernails on the doorstop at Downing Street? I think what he wants is dignity. And he also, his point will be that in these most dangerous of all international times, his hand is needed on the tiller for a couple of months to steady the ship and then hand over to another captain. There's also a possibility, there's endless, it's like a sort of Rubik's Cube of politics now. You keep coming up with different combinations. What about him as foreign secretary? Because he's done a pretty good job on the international stage. Who knows where we're going to go? But I think the key word for any politician when they leave Parliament, and particularly for any PM, is legacy. If people say to me, "What did you do?" And I've got a list of the bits and pieces I did. But, I was just an ordinary MP. Keir Starmer wants to have a legacy, and I think probably the legacy he wants more than anything else is going to be on the international stage. He's somehow coping with the storms and the buffeting winds, the crosswinds of international diplomacy. That's what he wants. He can't do that today. Stephen, maybe he can do that next
Thank you so much, Stephen Penn, former Labour MP for Ealing North and former Shadow Minister for Northern Ireland for 10 years. And of course, we'll keep you updated on events at number 10. That's if they become more than the cat just going in and out of number 10.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.